He wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, August 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, remind you that Patriot Voice Radio Network is four components, two websites and two phone apps, along with the station 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. This show's website is yourdefendingfathers.com. If you know people downstate, tell them about the website. There's a stream player that repeats the show every 3 hours. When you go to the website, hit the stream player play button. That'll be repeating this show. For example, this first hour from 9 to 10. Repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then tomorrow morning at 6, today's show repeats. Then we go live at 9 o'clock. Also on the website is podcast. If you click on podcast, every half hour of the show is listed there. You can listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to listen to the stream player. Pick a particular hour and click on it and listen to it. Also, simultaneously airing the same thing is the TuneIn app. Download the free one, capital T, capital I, one word. Then search for WYPV. We're Your Patriot Voice. That's our former radio station's call letters when we owned that station. We kept the call letters to the TuneIn app. That's why you have to put in WYPV. We're Your Patriot Voice. The radio station's website is the call letters, WCHY.us. There's a stream player there as well. That carries this show and then the music that starts at noon. The 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. The app that ties to the radio station is two words, simple radio. You download that app and then you search for the call letters WCHY, were constant hits of yesteryear. So that's the platform, that's the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So greatly appreciate if you share that information with people. If you haven't gotten a rear window sticker on your vehicle yet, text me your name, your mailing address, and how many stickers you can get out for us. We have them in stock. We also have new business cards that has all that information about the TuneIn app, Simple Radio, my X Twitter account's handle, my phone number, and the radio station's information for the website and the email. So we'd like to mail you cards and rear window stickers. We need rolling billboards. If we're going to grow this radio family, We're going to get more people to listen, like Ryan, for example, Kathy, and George, who texted me this morning. I did not have them stored in my phone. They wanted the MyPillow information. I sent it to them. But I didn't recognize the number. One was 906 area code. The other ones were 231. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The third one was 989. So basically, bottom line is, this is a process that we need to develop. We need to grow. Now, one thing you have to understand, the process is by getting the audience bigger, by getting more listeners, by you putting a rear window sticker on your vehicle, we get our message out. Heading into the next election, we have a better chance of winning. So it's that simple. Nancy says, yes, I am upset with Trump because he endorsed Rogers. It does make you not want to vote when your people are always getting beat. It's hard to believe that the way this country is in Michigan are being run with basically just 27% of the people voting. So sad. My daughter is visiting us now, and I made her go to early voting before she came up here. Good for you. Hopefully you informed her and told her who to vote for. That's the way it works. But when you look at the process, story coming out of MERS News Service that I prepped for the show with today, for today's show, said nearly two-thirds of primary voters voted early. So what does that tell you? Well, as a candidate, you had to start reaching those people early. You couldn't wait until Election Day to try to contact the voters. Vicky's campaign did three different mailers to all the Republicans in Antrim County. All the Republicans was the first mailing. The second mailing was to those who requested absentee ballots. And the third mailing was to those who hadn't turned in their absentee ballots yet and were planning to vote on Election Day in person. Yes, there's companies out there that can tell you exactly who those people are. It was very expensive to do, but it works. Obviously, based on the results that she won for Antrim County Clerk. According to this story, preliminary voter turnout numbers show that 63.5% of Michigan voters casting a ballot in Tuesday's primary preferred absentee voting or voted early in the primary. Now, sorry, the 9 days of early voting is a load of crap. Those numbers were ridiculously low again. Mancelona, I think they said 97 people. Between two townships in Antrim, 64 people. 9 days of early voting is a load of crap. Absentee voting, though, early is growing in popularity. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced yesterday that more than 2 million people voted in the primary, which is about 160,000 fewer than in 2022. However, more than 1.272 million of those voters cast absentee ballots before the polls closed 8 p.m. on Election Day. It's very clear that given the opportunity to vote early or absentee, many Michiganders continue to embrace that opportunity, Benson said during a news press conference after the polls closed Tuesday night. She made the comments at the Detroit Pistons Performance Center in Detroit's New Center area. In the state's largest county, the most populated county, Wayne County, only 3.8% people voted early. However, 63% voted absentee, and nearly 33% voted in person on election day. That's the biggest county in the state, folks. Absolutely the biggest county in the state, and those are the numbers for Wayne County. Neighboring Washtenaw County, 42% were voted absentee. Ingham in Lansing area and Livingston County, where Officer Rick is from, 76% and 62.5%, respectively, voted absentee ballots. Livingston County Clerk Betsy Hunley said the number was a little higher than she expected compared to the more than 50% AV ballots that were cast in November of 22, but she isn't surprised. Hunley attributes the increase due to the changing of the election laws back in 2018 as well as the 2020 China virus pandemic. Overall, I think absentee voting is here to stay. I think voters utilize absentee ballots, appreciate it. Now, I had applied for an absentee ballot because I wanted to see what the mailers were that we were paying for Vicky's campaign. I wanted to know exactly when those mailers hit my mailbox compared to when I got my absentee ballot. Interesting. Absentee ballot was received late here in Antrim County. We talked about it on the radio. Cheryl Guy screwed up again, and our absentee ballots went out almost 2 weeks late. Well, ironically, when I got the ballot, the next day, I got Vicky's mailer. So I knew the company we were using was actually doing their job. When you look at the process, you have to understand that you have got to start campaigning, contacting voters early based on absentee voter ballots. Now, I did not utilize my absentee ballot. To be honest with you, I misplaced it. I have our campaign file. I have all the newspaper ads we ran. I have all the flyers. I have all the information. Somewhere, somehow, my ballot in the envelope got misplaced. So what did I do? I went into the Torch Lake Township Hall, applied for a ballot. She said, well, according to our records, you were issued an absentee ballot. And I said, yeah, my dog ate it. They laughed. I said, I don't know what happened to it. I lost it. And they said, out of all the people in Antrim County, Torch Lake Township, Michigan, Trucker Randy lost his absentee ballot. We're supposed to believe that. And I said, I'm not going to vote twice. I just need a ballot. They spoiled the absentee ballot and gave me a new one. I voted in person. We'll wrap up this story according to Jocelyn Benson. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Wrapping up this story about early voting. Nearly two-thirds, two out of three people voted early, most of them absentee ballots before Election Day. Meaning basically only one-third of those voting waited until Election Day to actually vote. It's according to these numbers from Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. Overall, Benson said elections went smoothly statewide, with more than 1,800 voters registering to vote on Election Day. Listen to this. Most of those, she noted, were in Ann Arbor and Detroit. Interesting. Because of Promote the Vote amendment to our Constitution, people can go and register on Election Day and get a ballot. She said at most voting locations, lines were very short or non-existent. However, there were a handful of locations which had to adjust operations due to weather. One in Flint, Royal Oak, Clinton Township, and Grand Rapids, as well as three locations in Warren, Michigan. Three locations in Kalamazoo County had to actually go to shelter in place due to a tornado warning. Benson said they even lost power, and as a result, had to wait till the power was quickly restored and everyone was able to vote at each location. Kind of interesting. Kind of an interesting story that they feel absentee ballots are here to stay. Voting early. There's only one problem I have with the absentee ballots at this point, from a structural verification process. Get rid of the drop boxes. When I went in, having lost my absentee ballot, and I filled out that little piece of paper, it's called a ballot application. You know, you do it, I think, most of the time with a pencil. They had pens there this time for some reason. Anyway, you go up to them with your ballot application and your photo ID. They knew that I was issued an absentee ballot, but I lost it. No problem. They pulled out this sheet, and I had to sign an affidavit in front of the poll worker that I had lost my ballot. And I authorized them to spoil the absentee ballot they mailed to me. And then by signing that, they put it in an envelope with spoiled ballots written on it. They wrote that ballot number on there because they had it in the poll book that they had mailed me that ballot number as an absentee ballot that I lost. They issued me another ballot, and I voted in person. Now, the problem I have with absentee ballots is this. If they knew they sent me an absentee ballot, right? Because they looked me up in the book and said, sorry, Randy, you were sent an absentee ballot. Did you turn it in? Well, no, I lost it. Okay, fill out this form. We'll spoil that ballot. We won't count that ballot. If it shows up later today or tonight, we won't process it. Here's your new ballot. If you vote absentee, you need to come to the clerk with your photo ID and return it. Not put it in a drop box. That's my problem with absentee ballots. If you're going to show up and vote in person, they can verify it's you. They can look at your photo ID. If you bring your absentee ballot back to the clerk, they should ask your photo ID, verify it's you, verify that's the number of the ballot they gave you, absentee, and you're returning it in person. Get rid of the drop boxes. You want the convenience of voting absentee early? You want the convenience of being able to turn it in? You want the convenience not to have to come and vote on election day? Then you need to prove who you are when you turn it in. Get rid of the drop boxes. Because I believe that's where the dead people and the people who no longer live in our counties, that's who are voting in those drop boxes. You get rid of the drop boxes, you got to show your photo ID when you turn your absentee ballot back in. It eliminates dead people from voting. We know for a fact and have proof and documentation, 1,704 people that were mailed absentee ballots that had not turned them in a week before the election, we got the list. We know their names, we know the addresses where the absentee ballots were mailed, and we had their phone numbers. And we started calling them, and guess what we found out? The phone numbers were not working. The cell phones had been disconnected, no longer in service. Those are dead people, folks. Those are people who no longer live in your county, and they were sent a ballot. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044.